Peter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You want to know the truth? It's inappropriate, untrue. It's not nice. It's not nice, and I don't deserve that.
Way to start this episode 646 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show with a brilliant cover of the Byrds classic from 1966, 8 Miles High, as done by a similarly excellent band called Index. Psychedelic garage rock band out of Grosse Pointe, Michigan, started 1966, did quite a few covers, particularly Beatles tracks, one of the great bands out of Detroit, In the mid-60s, not the happiest time for Detroit, but they were from Grosse Pointe, as I said, which I believe is one of the more affluent outer suburbs of the city. Look forward to finding out more about Detroit in person in the very near future as I head off on more travels. Yeah. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Through this material, today's youth can be stimulated to sexual activity for which he has no legitimate outlet.
Continuing this week's retrospect with a band called Razor's Edge on a label called Power. 7-inch 45 from 1967, this band started out as the Ardells, that's letter R, hyphen D-E-L-L-S, also the Ardells, A-R-D-E-L-L-S. Then when the Beatles hit, they were renamed the American Beatles, with two E's, sent on a South American tour, where I guess they wanted to trick people into thinking that they were the actual Beatles. They became Razor's Edge. Here they are with Get Yourself Together.
This is Catherine River Sage, and I'm delighted to be on the Retrospect Garage Punk Show with Phil Gray, where it's not just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Sympathize. They know that he goes around telling them lies when he looks into their big brown eyes. All the girls, they can't sympathize. They know that he goes around telling them lies. I said, yeah. Yeah.
rock and roll music is the main weapon of our attack for open sex on every street corner in the next 5 years, because it is the most effective thing we have.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 646. Of course, I'm going to remind you, many, many, many back episodes available on all good podcasting platforms. Last week's show, Guest Selector, with my friend Catherine River Sage. Some excellent, excellent tracks in that episode too. Okay, we had Razor's Edge, Get Yourself Together. Then PB and The Staunchmen. Been a while since we had them on the show, and you can see them on the Retrospect Instagram and Facebook. PB is Paul Beecher. Very rare 45 released on a label called Lee, that label out of Hornell, New York, 40 miles south of Rochester. The band, though, from Dansville, just a little bit further south. PB and the Staunchmen with the A-side of this Lee Records 45 out of 1966 called Mean Willie. Then we had the Vegetables, VEJ Tables, out of Millbrae, California, south of San Francisco, recorded for a label called Autumn, very limited success. What made them different? Lead singer Jan Errico also played the drums for the group's recording. One of very few female drummers, of course. They were all still in high school at the time, originating in Portola Valley, to be more precise. Started playing together around 1964. Quite a lot of their material actually produced by Sly Stone. An early career highlight, May 1965, they played at the San Francisco Civic Auditorium, along with the Beau Brummels, the Byrds, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and the Rolling Stones. Later on, they were named the Book of Changes for a release on Tower Records. That was a very cool track I've played sometime, long time ago, called I Stole the Goodyear Blimp. The Vegetables, track called Feel the music. Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Here's a band out of LA called The Inset. 7-inch 45 released October 67 on Cal Omen Records. This is the A-side, They Say. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
They lack the moral standards and values of our Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, young man, ain't nothing in this world these days. I said, a young man, ain't nothing in this world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stood back when a young man walked by. But nowadays, it's the old man that's got all the money, and the young man ain't nothing in this world these days.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard.
Retrospect.
Thanks for sticking with this week's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. The Inset out of LA topped the set, followed by The Clique, more of a kind of sunshine pop band out of Austin, Texas, starting as The Roustabouts, then The Sandpipers, becoming The Clique in 1967. Their first big song was a cover of Splash One by the 34 Elevators, also notable for doing the track Superman, covered by REM many years later. We had their superb cover of Mose Allison's Young Man Blues. Then, We the People, out of Orlando, formed 1965, active 66 through to 1970. No great success across the states, but particularly popular in Orlando. Now, We the People were made up of a number of garage bands, including a frat rock band called the Coachmen. Members of Nation Rocking Shadows joined them. They became the Trademarks. The Trademarks then kind of merged with a band called the Offbeats, who had formerly been known as the Nonchalants. So We the People, sometimes described as a garage supergroup. They are a cool band. We had the B-side of a Hotline Records 1966 45 called Proceed with Caution.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
We got very high ratings, by the way, but I won't mention that.
Time for some global garage. Starting off with a band called Les Zeniths. Not truly what I'd describe as global garage because they are from Quebec. Together 64 to 69. Les Zeniths with their cover of Loué Loué.
Elle paraît si gentille que mon cœur frémit. Quand je la vois courir, elle me fait rire. Je ne peux mentir, elle me fait sourire. Oui, 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 oh oui, je suis sot. Ouais, ouais. Ce soir je ne sais pas trop que faire. Mais si je pouvais encore la revoir, je ne serais plus tant au désespoir. Car elle est la seule fille que je veux voir. Loué, loué, oh oui, je suis sot. Ouais, 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 ouais. Loué, loué, oh bébé, je suis sot. Thank you.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast.
Yo soy el dios del fuego y les traigo fuego.
Les voy a prender.
Fuego.
Les voy a traer.
Los quemaré. Escapar de mí, pero eso no será así.
Debes resignarte y dejarme que te vuelva ya.
Tienes que quemarte porque vives en mi selva así. ¡Fuego! ¡Fuego! ¡Fire! ¡Fuego! ¡Los quemaré! ¡Fuego!
Destrucción de tu ser.
Fuego,
nada puedes hacer. Tienes que arder. Tú querrás escapar de mí,
pero eso no será así.
Resignarte y dejarme que te vuelva ya.
Tienes que quemarte
porque vives en mi selva así.
¡Fuego! ¡Fuego!
Les voy a prender.
¡Fuego!
Les voy a traer.
Los quemaré, los quemaré, los quemaré.
Tracks, Canada, Greece and Mexico. Les Zeniths, top of the set, their cover of Loué Loué. Then a band called Les Quites on Philips Records. They're out of Greece. I've got no information about the Quites. Track called Kiss Me Not For Money. Then finally in the set, La Maquino Del Sonido off an LP of the same name. They're out of Mexico. A lot of the material released on a 2008 CD. We had their cover of Arthur Brown's Fire titled Fuego. B-side of that 45, In A Gata Da Vida, released on CBS, 1969.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's Retrospect.
We're going to stay in Central and South America with Los Mocas out of Uruguay, very much influenced by the Stones. They formed Montevideo in 1963, but relocated to Argentina after signing with EMI Argentina. Had been called the Notorious before becoming the Mockers. Here they are. It Was Me.
Every time I see you, I want you to be mine. But I know it will be hard. You don't know how to love. I'm gonna love you, love you, love you. I teach you, baby, how to love. When I heard you were in love, my heart jumped around. And when I knew it was me, I went almost done. I got a long beat, long beat, a long beat. But a long beat, you're gonna stop your life.
Thank you.
be gonna stop your life.
Another footman that we must run against is the TV world. Are you aware of how much your child's actions and attitudes are controlled by television? The things they wear, the places they go, the things they do are directly related to television. For example, mother, are you aware of what your child is seeing on Saturday morning cartoons? Have you seen these cartoons? Programs motivated to lead your child into crime, into sex, into murder? Since the advent of TV, the crime rate in some areas has increased 1,000%. Do these things seem far-fetched to you? If you lived in Russia or China or Cuba, they would not seem so. The citizens of these countries for many years have felt the iron heel of communism upon their daily lives. And unless we have some rapid changes in our country, our easygoing life of 40 hours a week workload and 2 or 3 weeks of paid vacation a year will soon be over. We too will be on the same schedule of every communist nation on earth. You will be at work by 5 o'clock in the morning. You'll work until 8 o'clock at night. You'll be forced to work under armed guards continually. You won't work 5 days a week. You won't work 6 days a week. Instead, you'll work 7 days a week, 363 days out of the year. You'll only have 2 days a year off. Those 2 days will be used to praise the communist takeover.
Que tenga el lujo.
cualquier lugar, que me gustará no regresar. Yo no quiero bicicleta, no me gusta pedalear, tampoco una carreta, por lo despacio que va. Pero una gran moto que corra igual espacial. Lo que no tengo es carpeta para poder tripular, pues haya una papeleta, me tendré que examinar. Haré se quedarán sin poder hablar y me felicitarán.
Taste of South American Garage, Los Mocas, it was me out of Uruguay. Then Los Gatos Salvajes, or the Wild Cats, Argentinian rock band formed Rosario 1963. Don't confuse them with another band called Maria del Rio y Los Gatos Salvajes. A different band, this band together 63 through to 1966. Started out playing Elvis covers, Chuck Berry songs. They had some TV success, this band, Los Gatos Salvajes, with Ruta A Go-Go. Then wrapping the set, Los Silvertons, out of Peru, formed 1960, originally as Los Silver Twisters. They also appeared on TV on Mediodía Musical, but 1965 they changed their name to Los Spectros. Then in mid-67, Los Silvertons. We had La Moto.
Retrospect.
Back to the States for The Human Expression, out of LA. Some well-regarded singles, bunch of demo recordings subsequently released. They formed in Westminster in 1966. One of the band members' fathers was their manager. They cut a bunch of demos and then signed to Accent Records. They also recorded a cover of Born to be Wild. That didn't go anywhere. Of course, subsequently became a big hit. Here we go, The Human Expressions. This is Reading Your Will.
We'll be right back.
Bing, bing, boom. I said, good.
Retrospect.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be kind. Yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. And we'll be together for just a little while. And then I'm gonna put you way down here and just start crying. Yeah, 96 tears. Oh yeah, now and when the sun comes up, I'll be on top, and you'll be right down there, looking up. And on my way, I'll come up here, but I don't see you waiting around. I'm on my way, wondering how I'm gonna get you, but I know now, I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart. And you're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry. Cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry. Cry, cry, cry.
And that's iconic 60s garage band, in fact, proto-punk band, The Music Machine, also out of LA, fronted by Sean Bonewill, originally The Ragamuffins, more of a folk rock trio, before adopting a very proto-punk look and sound. The Music Machine, with their cover of 96 Tears, bring us to the end of this, episode 646 of Retrospect. Remember, you can leave a review for Retrospect. You can do that on our Facebook page. You can do that on a number of the podcasting platforms we're on. You can also connect with me on YouTube. I've been putting up some of the older episodes up there with some simplistic visuals. Just go to YouTube and search Retrospect Garage Punk. You'll find those as well. Well, of course, I prefer you listen to the podcasts. And you can message me via the Retrospect Facebook as well. Thanks for being part of Retrospect. I'm going to leave you with another track out of Peru. A band called Los Mutables, or Mutable. 1:45 released by this band in 1969. Part of a thriving psych scene in Peru. A lot of that coalesced around a label called MAG, named after its founder, Manuel Antonio Guerrero. They released Los Yorks, The Traffic Sound, other great bands at the time. But these guys were more known for Space Age-inspired material, including this track, B-side of a 45, from 1969 on MAG. This is Los Mutables with Suspenso en el Espacio. And that's me. Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present a song from Forged Rain's new album, High Horsepower, released October 25th. This high-energy album from one of CFRC's very own volunteers showcases the artist's signature blend of electronic dance music infused with retro twist. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream High Horsepower now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Freak Show right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we are pleased to present another new single from local hip-hop artist Zen Starwalker, who is dropping new singles on major platforms every Friday for the foreseeable future. Born in K-Town, Zen Starwalker has released 4 full-lengths, 2 EPs, and numerous hip-hop and rap singles under Zen Starwalker and Space and Vita. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, let's enjoy Zen Starwalker's latest single called 0618-2018 or June 18th, 2018, right here on CFRC.
So lost without you here, but I have a lot that I need to say. I remember you for the times that you didn't hide or even try to run away. I never thought I'd be right here, shining light in a world of shade. But I hope they remember me for centuries, even after time decays. I'm missing you every day. It hurts every time I try to speak your name. I don't know if the pain will go away, cause it seems like it won't ever fade. I wish I could see your face, but trust that your memory will never be betrayed. I'm so sad, but I still need to disobey, because they'll kill me next for the image I portray. I'm blessed by what you gave me, and everything from me you take. Even though I have my voice, I'll never find the words to say. With the hearts these demons play, but I will figure out a way. I promise that I will become a legend, and when I die someone else will do the same. You are my idol, it will be long after you're gone. That's why I had to pick up the pen and dedicate to you this song. You found your purpose in life, gave us your heart for us to be strong. I remember the things you did right, and watch you change from doing wrong. We all make mistakes, but what matters most is that we move on. Learn, adapt, and grow, changing the world with the seeds that we have in our palms. Never thought that I'd be here, seeing clear, writing this song for you. Dedicated, but no matter what I do, I'll be fair. Please hear me, because I always tell the truth. Educated, I'm so lost without you here, but I have a lot that I need to say. I remember you for the times that you didn't hide or even try to run away. I never thought I'd be right here, shining light in a world of shade. But I hope they remember me for centuries, even after time decays. I'm so lost without you here, but I have a lot that I need to say. I remember you for the times that you didn't hide or even try to run away. I never thought I'd be right here, shining light in a world of shade. But I hope they remember me for centuries, even after time decays. Time is not on our side, but one day we will all die. So with the time I have, I'll try to save many different forms of lives. I've cried about a million times, but that doesn't make me weak, no man. When I finally in the limelight, stand and strike, everyone will see me like, oh damn, I wish that he could see me. But the truth is that you do too, so no matter what you choose, I'll be right behind supporting you. Even if it kills me, I'll give my heart to you. Like my homie Wakia was there for me, I will always be there for you.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.